This is Earth and Sky on how some sea creatures have adapted to life thousands of meters below the ocean surface.
One challenge of deep ocean life is that there's not much to eat. Since no light penetrates, no plants or algae can grow.
Some deep ocean creatures survive on the steady rain of plankton and other particles coming down from surface waters.
Others get their food from below. Geysers of hot water and nutrients called hydrothermal vents erupt from spots on the seafloor. These hydrothermal vents feed bacteria. The bacteria, in turn, feed tube worms and other creatures.
And sometimes a large object, say a dead whale, makes it to the seafloor. Deep ocean fishes have an excellent sense of smell, so they can find the food bonanza. They're also equipped to seize living prey that can be few and far between.
For example, the gulper eel is mostly mouth and teeth, and it has an expandable stomach, so it can swallow creatures its own size. Most deep-sea fish and squid have organs that generate light through a chemical reaction. In the darkness, flashing light helps attract mates or scare off predators. But most often the lights are used to attract food. The black dragonfish, for example, has chin whiskers, really dangling chin barbs, that act as glow-in-the-dark fishing lures.
For links to pictures of some deep-sea creatures, come to earthsky.org. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.